5 past 7 on this Friday evening. You're listening to That Friday Feeling here on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Nikki Mills. And I'm now joined in the studio by local singer Matt Haslam Hammond. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Nikki. How you doing?
We have a technical issue. The microphone's not working. That's just great. Do you want to just try talking again?
Okay. I can hear myself a bit.
You can hear yourself? Okay. I can't really hear you. Do you want to try moving on to the microphone over there?
Yeah, sure.
Just in case. So Matt is just moving over. If you can see him on the webcam, I'm going to have to move the webcam as well now so that you can see him. If you want to see Matt performing live here on Phoenix on the webcam, then go on to www.phoenixfm.com/chatroom and you'll be able to see him on there. Talk now.
Hi.
There we go. Yay, we have Matt. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad today. Thanks, yourself.
Good. Yeah, I'm all right now that we've got you here.
Sweet.
Loving the T-shirt, by the way.
Oh, cheers.
Do you just want to describe what it looks like to the people that aren't watching on webcam?
Well, basically, it's a nice little like parody, like Frosties, like box, but with Elsa from Frozen on. And it pretty much just sums up a few lines of Frozen. So for all the Frozen lovers, you'll love it.
Nice. So you're here because you do cover Disney songs.
Yep.
Do you want to tell us how you first started out in music? Like, what is music to you?
Okay. Basically, how I got into the Disney songs was, like, I went to see a band called Suburban Legends. They do, like, ska, punk kind of Disney covers. And I was thinking, if they can do that, like, and go around the world, maybe I can just do it in Essex and it'll be, like, you know, a hit. And so far, everyone's been loving it, so it's gone down really well.
Nice. And you have been part of a festival here in Essex, haven't you? Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, the Flag Factory Festival. What happened was I kind of was dared by Sam Hookins, a.k.a. Tugboat.
We've had him here before in the Phoenix studio. Hi, Tugboat.
To actually, you know, go on to his brother's, festival, Ollie from States of Emotions. Lovely guy.
We've had him in the studio as well. Hi, Ollie.
And pretty much they put me against a band called Killing Jimmy and one called Print and another one who didn't turn up. It happened pretty much I just went in, you know, it was kind of like a local venue, the Essex Arms. So what happened was I just went in and somehow I came out the winner. I really don't know how. Killing Jimmy absolutely, you know, was mind-blowing. And but obviously I just bought more fans. Then basically went to the next thing. They brought Killing Jimmy back because the band from the second heat pulled out. And then basically they played again. And then what happened was instead of actually anyone losing, they just put all of us through. So we were actually all losers. It was me, Killing Jimmy, We Stand Tall. And it was, what are they called? It'll come back to me in a bit. It was
another amazing band.
Yeah.
And how did you feel about that you went through? Were you quite competitive? Did you want to win or were you happy?
I was just completely laid back. I really didn't know what was going to come out of this outcome. I just had a really good time doing it because, like, you know, we just bought like a load of bubbles and on the finals, nice, we actually bought like a load of cupcakes with Disney characters on.
Oh.
And someone, we just like photoshopped my face on them. My mate Pete, thank you. Got all the cakes and put them out, and then Rosie from Killing Jimmy said the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life, which was, it's just like going to a children's birthday party.
And how did it feel to play your first festival?
It was mind-blowing. I think I messed up a few times, but who hasn't messed up in their, you know, musical career, really? So but no one seemed to notice, and I kind of, you know, bought 29 people, I think it was, like,
wow.
You know, so
I'm sure the bubbles were really distracting.
Yeah, the bubbles. And I think it's because they actually put me second on from last just before Electric Child House.
All right, yeah.
Matt Hawkins' band.
Yep, I've heard of them. I haven't actually met them in the studio yet,
okay,
but maybe one day.
And then basically what happened was, like, you know, there was all these bubbles. We gave out 90 packs of bubbles and no one rejected, so we went all right. And apparently everyone came in just to watch it. And I was like, how do people really know about this?
Was that pressure that everyone was there watching you?
It was the fact that I was kind of falling off my stool and trying to play at the same time. That's what was that major problem.
A comical effect there.
Yeah.
And do you think you'd like to play other kind of festivals in the future?
At the moment, it's somewhat of a gimmick, really, at this very point in time. It's like you can only have so much time, so I'm trying to, like, you know, keep it down to like a limit. But same time, I keep getting gigs. I've got one next week at the Essex Arms, and the week after, I think, with Tolliver, who I've been doing like these every first of the month gigs week. And basically we just have a really good time. Like, we take it in turns who's going to headline. I've got the Christmas show.
Nice.
Then the week after, I think November 13th, and Plain O'Neill's, which is an absolute free gig, so there's no reason not to come down.
Cool. And do you think you'll have like a snow machine for that Christmas one instead of bubbles? Do you think that'll work?
I really don't know. I've been looking into getting like, you know, a bulk of Christmas hats instead.
Nice, that'd be cool.
But, you know, get bubbles as well, like, you know, because I've seen on eBay like 100 Christmas hats for like £35, so.
Oh, nice. There are other websites that you can buy stuff from.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay, so you're going to perform a couple of tracks for us today. What is your first one?
I'll be doing Under the Sea.
Cool. And that is, of course, from The Little Mermaid.
It is, yeah.
One of my favourite Disney shows, I was going to say. Was it a film?
Yeah.
So do you want to, have you got your guitar with you? Do you want to grab your guitar?
Sure.
And then we're going to do Under the Sea. I think it's probably best to stay on that microphone.
Okay.
Considering that's the one that's working. Technical hitch here. It's my first interview on That Friday Feeling. If you've not tuned into That Friday Feeling before, hi, I'm Nikki. I used to be here a year ago, but then I gave up for uni. But I'm here, I'm back again with That Friday Feeling. And here is Matt playing Under the Sea.
I'd just like to say, Pixie Lott is actually in the studio right now. She didn't interview her last week. Like, she's here, but she didn't want to be like noticed that she was in the same studio with me. Ain't that right, Pixie? That's just awkward.
Unfortunately, if you've listened to the Pixie Lott interview already on the website, you'll know that it's a pre-record.
It's not.
Anyway.
It's really not.
Go ahead, Matt.
Cool, let's do this. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Just wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore they work all day, out in the sun they slave away, while we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here all the fish is happy, cause up to the waves they row. The fish on the land ain't happy, they're sad cause they in that bowl. The fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss gets hungry, guess who gonna be on that plate? Under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us if we can't see. We are what land folks love to cook. Under the sea, we are off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea, under the sea, under the sea. Since life is sweet here, we got the beat here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they get the urge to start to play. We got the spirit, you've got to hear it under the sea. When the newt play the flute, the cop play the harp, the bass play the bass, and they sound sharp. The bass play the brass, the chop play the top. Fluke is a duke of so. Hey, hooray, he can play the lings on the strings. The trout's rocking out, the blackfish, he sings. The spirit and the spat, they know where it's at. Blow that blow, fish blow. Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, it's now time for the all-important kazoo solo. Under the sea, under the sea. When the sardines begin to begin, it's music to me. What do we got? A lot of sand. We got a hot crustacean band. Each little clam here knows how to jam here under the sea. Each little slug here cuts in a rock here under the sea. Each little snail here knows how to well here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in love it down in a bucket under the sea.
Wow. You can play two instruments at the same time. That's pretty cool. How old was you when you first started playing guitar?
It was like GCSEs. I started doing music and the teacher told me I couldn't sing. And I think she's correct.
Well, people must love you regardless. Did you teach yourself to play guitar?
No, I was actually taught The Hermit by a guy called Ian Morrison. He taught me for a thing, and then basically after GCSEs and I left school, I literally had nothing to do in my life, so I actually picked the guitar up again, and that's when I actually started doing a lot better than when I was at school. So
oh, that's cool. And why did you decide Disney songs?
Like I say, it's like, who doesn't like Disney, really? It's like
that is very true.
It's just something different to see every time, because you have like a load of people, like the to me, like, you see a lot of bands just cover, like, I believe it's Stevie Wonder, Superstitious, followed up by Sex Is On Fire by Kings of Leon, followed up by the other Kings of Leon song, I believe, is You Somebody.
Yeah.
It's like every cover band does it. And yep. It's like, maybe someone else has to do something different. So, yeah, no offence to you.
Cool. And I'm guessing you're a massive Disney fan yourself.
I am, yeah.
Cool. So we're going to do a little quiz now, if you're up for it. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a quote and four different films that it could be from. They're all Disney. And you just got to tell me which one you think it is. We've also got some backing music for this. Do you like it?
I do. I thought you were going to say it's me playing though.
No. Okay, so number one. First quote is, find your humanity. Haven't any of you ever had a dream? So the answers, is it Pocahontas, Beauty and the Beast, Mulan or Tangled?
Tangled.
Tangled, okay, we'll go for that one. Number two, I'm surrounded by idiots. Is it The Lion King, The Black Cauldron, The Greatest Mouse Detective or Cinderella?
The Great Mouse Detective.
Number three, I was hiding under your porch because I love you. Is that Finding Nemo, Up, Wall-E or Toy Story?
Wall-E.
Okay, Wall-E. Number four, you remind me of someone I met in the marketplace. Is it Frozen, Cinderella, Aladdin or The Little Mermaid?
Oh, Aladdin.
You sound like you knew that one.
I was going to say Frozen, but it's Aladdin. I can remember that, yeah.
Number five. But they say if you dream a thing more than once, it's sure to come true.
Cinderella.
Cinderella's not actually an option. Yes. Is it Sleeping Beauty, The Princess and the Frog, The Lion King or Dumbo?
I'm going to say The Princess and the Frog. Okay. I'm doing terrible with this.
Number six. Faint Heart Won't... Sorry, I'll start that again. Faint Heart Never Won Fair Lady. Is that Hercules, Tarzan, Robin Hood or The Rescuers?
Robin Hood.
Number seven. You Are My Greatest Adventure. Is that from Up?
Yeah, it's Up.
You sure? Do you want to hear the others? Okay, no, Up it is then. Number eight. Will today be the day are you ready to fly? Is that from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, The Jungle Book, The Sword in the Stone or Peter Pan?
Peter Pan.
Number nine. What a llama, he's supposed to be dead. Is that from 101 Dalmatians, The Aristocats, The Emperor's New Groove or Wreck-It Ralph?
The Emperor's New Groove.
Cool. Number 10. We've got three more after this. You have a ridiculously high regard for fate, mate. Is that Enchanted, Brave, The Rescuers Down Under or The Pirates of the Caribbean?
I'm going to say Pirates of the Caribbean because it's the only one I can think a mate would be in.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty obvious. That one. Number 11. I have the strangest feeling that I've seen that ship before. Is that Peter Pan, Oliver and Company, The Little Mermaid or Tangled?
The first one.
Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Number 12. One more after this. The only thing predictable about life is that it's unpredictability. Is that Finding Nemo, Ratatouille, The Incredibles or Toy Story 2?
I'm going to say Ratatouille. I don't know why.
Okie dokie. And the last one, are you braver than you believe and stronger than you seem and smarter than you think? Is that Winnie the Pooh, Lady and the Tramp, Disney's Alice in Wonderland or Pinocchio?
Probably Disney's Alice in Wonderland. I've done absolutely shocking.
Let's see. Here. You've got 7 out of 13 right.
That's over half. I've done that's over half.
I did it and got 8, so I wasn't too much better.
You like it more than.
To be honest, most of mine were guesses. I just sort of guessed about it. But there we go. So well done. You sort of know your Disney films, but you know the songs better. So who are your actual inspirations?
Basically, I grew up like listening. Well, my dad was an absolute avid Queen fan, so that basically just kind of like made sense for me to just listen to like rock and roll music. So I kind of was like brought up, you know, listening to the punk pop like genre of like Bowling for Soup, Blink-182, Billy Talent, bands like that, really.
Fair enough. And if you could sing with anyone famous, either one of them or another one, who would it be and why?
It would have to be Bowling for Soup, like the lead singer, Jarrett. I think we'd have a, you know, a bit of banter. I think you'd love me.
Do you think you'd be quite cool on stage with him, gigging?
Yeah, I think we could pull it off.
And how do you feel like when you're gigging? Have you had massive audiences yet, or has it been quite intimate gigs? Or
Usually there's like a few people who turn up. I might as well mention their names on here. I've like, you know, Callum Mayne, Craig Scott Horn, Peter Foster... there's a loads of others. Trying to think of my dad, and he turns up. Just like to say happy birthday to my brother Nick. He turns up to all of them.
Happy birthday, Nick.
And it's like just we get like loads in the end. It's like we always bring a good like crowd of at least 25 people in for every gig. So
nice. And do you have a name for your fans?
Oh yeah, the Has fans.
Has fans. I like that. And do you think you would start writing your own songs in the near future?
Really hoping so. I wrote one song called Night Elf, but it's a bit explicit to be playing on the air. It goes down really well. It's about World of Warcraft. Everyone seems to like it so far. So far I can't just milk that one song. So maybe in the future you'll hear some more decent songs.
And where did you get the idea for writing that? Was it literally just playing the computer?
It was 2 years ago. I don't know why. Just the chorus came into my head out of like in a dream. And then basically I pitched it to like, you know, a few friends and they were like, oh my God, that's amazing. Ooh. Shouldn't have said that. And basically from there it just happened and Night Elf was born. It took about 2 years of like planning and about 20 minutes to write.
Nice. Well, I hope you have some more dreams so that you can have some more songs. But for now you've got another Disney
Stephen
song.
Stephen Pontin always comes to the gigs as well.
Oh, sorry Steve, I can't forget you. So you're gonna sing another Disney cover for us. Which one is this?
Yeah, this is from The Lion King. This is I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Cool.
I'm gonna be a mighty king, so enemies beware. Well, I've never met a king or beast with quite so little hair. I'm gonna be the main event, like no king was before. From brushing up, from looking down, working on my roar. Oh, this is a rather uninspiring thing. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. No one say do this, no one say be there. No one say stop that, no one say see here. Free to run around all day, free to do it all my way. I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart to heart. Kings don't need advice from little hornbills for a start. This is where the monarchy is heading, count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't have my doubts. Oh, this child is getting rightly out of reach. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Everybody at home. And everybody look left. And everybody look right. And everywhere you look at. Stand in spotlight, not yet. Every creature go for broke and sing. Let's hear it all ahead and we'll win. It's gonna be King Simba's mighty spring. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Oh, I just can't wait to be king. King, 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 king.
Love that one. Disney, Lion King is my favourite Disney
You said a second ago it was The Little Mermaid.
I said The Little Mermaid was one of, okay. The Lion King is the. I'm loving it, and so is Rosie Kemp, who's listening. She's just Facebooked me to say it's so good, and she's loving the Disney. So you got a fan there, Matt.
Another Has fan.
Another Has fan, yes, that's cool.
Has fans.
Have you got a Twitter page for your Has fans?
Yeah, just at Matt is cromazing.
Nice and simple. So you talked about a couple of your gigs. Do you just want to remind us when your next one is?
Yeah, sure. I believe it is next Friday at the Essex Arms, £5 to get in. It's in aid of a charity called Sophie, which is for the memorial of Sophie Lancaster. Basically, we're just doing a gig. There's me, a band called Edison Square, and a couple of others. And yeah, we're doing a gig and it should be amazing. Oh, and by the way, the other band who played at the...
Are you remembered?
Yeah, it's called Flares. They're amazing.
There we go. So look them up if you're interested. And what's your Facebook page? You mentioned your Twitter. Do you have a Facebook?
I've not actually made a fan page as of yet, but just go on facebook.com/MattAss, /MattTheGingerOne, and basically you can just click add and or follow whatever you want to do.
Cool. Sounds good.
I'm pretty sure we can be friends.
And have you got any advice for any artists out there who, like yourself, like to play music and they want to get out there on a bigger scale? They want to be doing gigs like yourself.
Yeah. Go out there. Have fun. come on the Nicky Mills show.
Be that's loved. The best advice you could give. And I suppose as well, like, it just popped into my head to be a bit different, because you are a bit different, you're a bit unique, and I think that's why people like you, because not many people go out there covering Disney songs. And of course, as you said, everyone loves Disney.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Matt, for coming on the show. And thank you again. I know it's your brother's birthday tonight, so it's very generous of
He's
you to take
to
the
rave.
Time.
It's fine.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. And you did mention you like Blink 182.
I did.
So we're going to play a bit of them now. It's All the Small Things.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.